Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Ohio has a new agriculture director who is also in charge of ride safety at the Ohio State Fair, and she's pushing some new ride regulations. That comes 2 years after a deadly accident at the fair. Ohio's new director of agriculture, Dorothy Palanda, joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. So you want ride operators to send all communication they have with ride makers to state inspectors. What's the goal there?
Well, to clarify, we want to make sure that any communication they receive from a manufacturer, okay, or someone who's actually been in charge of repairing that machine, to send a copy of that communication, Steve, to our department, so that I have something in the file that since the time of our last inspection, has there been any communication from the manufacturer or other person in charge of operating that machine been sent to the state fair regarding that?
Just a way to track maintenance, basically.
Your
directive came the same day the Columbus Dispatch reported fair officials last year, before you took office, withheld a letter containing safety warnings about the Skyglider system from inspectors. How much of your decision was because of the dispatch's reporting?
Well, first of all, once I took office, I began to study the budget that we are presenting, which of course was introduced last October and included an increase in the budget item for our ride safety inspection. And so in looking at that, Steve, I began to think about what we needed to be doing, why we were asking for that increase. And it really was kind of a simultaneous thing in terms of understanding what we needed to do to provide safety to the public. You know, I view everybody who rides one of our rides, whether it be at a county fair or the state fair, whether it be at Zumbeezy Bay or Wolf Ledges, Steve, that's my precious cargo.
In addition to documenting more communication, you also want to reclassify all rides to designate those that need additional testing. Any rule changes that you want to make have to be approved by the Industry-Controlled Advisory Council on Amusement Ride Safety. Will they sign off?
Well, they are an advisory board, and in that capacity, and we're, of course, going to involve the Advisory Council on Amusement Ride Safety in this effort. Their experts in the field are certainly seek their advice and counsel, but I believe that it's important to note, too, that we have state representatives, Bill Blessing and John Patterson, who are working to codify a lot of the changes in rules and regulations that I'm proposing. That's important to note.
I do want to play a piece of tape from former Governor Kasich. This is an exchange she had with a reporter in the days after the Fireball ride accident that killed Tyler Jarrell in the summer of 2017.
Nobody can guarantee you anything. So would you go on a ride in an amusement park? You wouldn't? You're going to ban all of yourself. That's your judgment. Other people want to still go. I mean, it's a decision that we all make.
Dorothy Palanda, do you accept that no matter how hard you try, there is some inherent risk with amusement rides?
I can't comment on Governor Kasich's comment. I'm not sure I understand the basis for it, the underlying question.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, as Director of Agriculture, this falls within my job description, and I'm going to do everything in my power to ensure that, A, we have all necessary information available to our inspectors to accurately and fairly inspect that ride. We're going to increase our budget to make sure that if there's additional training or inspections required, our inspectors will have that. But going forward, I think the changes we're going to make by rule and by legislation are going to help better ensure the safety of rides for all people, whether or not they're at our fairs, Steve, whether they're at our water parks, or whether they're in our bounce houses.
Dorothy Palanda leads Ohio's Department of Agriculture, which oversees ride safety at the Ohio State Fair. Thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.